Hello, everybody. It's time for the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show. And, you know, I was thinking, we always do something different or strange. But this week, I thought we'd just have a normal show. What are you doing? Are you looking for something?
Did the folks from the Davis Ranch give you that new information?
They sure did.
Well, can you believe it?
Well, you know what's interesting about it? Is I put it there over on the shelf. I don't even have it with me. So is that good? We have all this new information, and I left it over there.
We'll go over there and get it, because it is news that people over here are going to want to know about.
Well, you know what's good about this piece of paper I have?
Here?
Is it's...
It's here.
It's not folded. It's clean. No coffee stains. It does look like somebody stepped on it, though.
Yeah.
Did you step on my brand new piece of paper?
No.
It's like one of the few nice things I have, and somebody stepped on it. Oh, wait, no, that's not... They didn't step on it.
I've never stepped on your paper.
You know what that is?
I mean, I've stepped on your tongue before, but never on your paper.
Now, hold on there. I don't know what that means, stepping on my tongue. My tongue's not that big. You know what the problem with my tongue is? It's not long, but it's real thick.
Yeah.
Want me to show you?
Look at your tongue.
I saw that. Gosh. I know. You know, one time when I... Remember the water truck? I was driving the water truck one time. This is a goofy story. But I was... looking at my tongue, I thought, what a strange thing every human has. They have this thing that in their mouth, this big red thing, stupid thing. Anyway, strange story, huh? Okay, look at your tongue in the mirror there. Okay, now look at my tongue.
Oh.
Huh. We need to get the show to going, don't we?
Please.
Hello.
Play some music.
No, I want this paper that I have.
That's right, we've got good information.
It says, okay. Right off the press.
The
Davis Ranch has been hard at work harvesting and processing the newly sprouted asparagus. Be sure to call first. What is it?
That's my hot off the press.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh, I thought this
that's
was
a teletype.
I thought it was a dentist office or something.
No, dentist office.
Do they have teletype anymore?
No.
What's older, teletype or a dot printer? Teletype.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. Okay, hold on. I got to start all over again.
It used to be like when there was UP or AP.
Oh, yeah.
United Press, Associated Press. It would go. That was the dot matrix you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually the tele. It would actually go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, would it be like one long stream of paper, a thin little thing?
It would load from the bottom, go up to the top. You know, it would come through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember
yeah.
how printers used to load that way? Used to load the paper up through the
oh,
bottom.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it'd
yeah.
Be like
yeah.
You'd set it in a box or on a little shelf underneath it, and it would just like a typewriter.
So it's almost backwards from what it is today.
Yeah. Well, now you don't even hear it because it comes on the computer. Oh, but then when it became the dot matrix, like you said, it go.
So when you would hear that,
and a bell would ring,
and that
there's an emergency.
So would this when you heard those noises? I guess it was kind of exciting. Huh?
It was type. It was type.
Oh yeah.
But you get stuff all the time.
Oh yeah.
You know, be coming out all the time.
You know what we recently got? This guy told me the county building. He got a fax. And it was a very important fact because he realized that one of his relatives that he didn't know he had in Africa had died and left him like millions of dollars. It was great news.
I got one from Nigeria.
Oh, really?
And I had to send the guy. Well, I sent him all my information on my, but the joke's on him.
Why is that?
Ain't no money in the bank account.
Oh, that big ding.
Joke's on him.
Well, the joke. Okay, now back to the. Big news. How do you do that again? Okay. The crew at the Davis Ranch has been hard at work harvesting and processing the newly sprouted asparagus. Be sure and call first to make sure they are open and check for availability. You can call 916-682-2658. That's 916-682-2658. The Davis Ranch, the home of the famous Slough House sweet corn, is also on the web at davisranchproduce.com. They're located on Highway 60 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. Hey, what was the name of that machine again?
Teletype.
Was it really? Do you think they did any branding with a teletype machine?
So I was talking to Jim Davis, and they are going to be open 7 days a week now, 9 a.m. to 4:30. They will be closed on Easter Sunday, though.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
It's about time. Can you believe that?
You ever seen asparagus? Did you ever walk over there and look at the asparagus?
You know, I've been close. I've never really walked right close up to it. It kind of looks like just kind of
straight out of... Yeah.
I know.
It looks like a stick coming out of the ground.
I guess that's a perennial, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But, you know, it's been really unpredictable weather. But anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the end of the show. We don't have enough time to play any music. Actually, we do, don't we?
Yeah.
Remember I asked you if the teletype machine was like a brand? Well, that reminds me, we have a song, Branded Man by Merle Haggard.
Let's do it.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. When they let me out of prison, I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I travel, the black mark follows me. I'm branded with a number on my name. I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man, not in the cold. If I live to be 100, I guess I'll never clear my name, 'cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. I'd like to hold my head up, be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man, not in the cold. Now I'm a branded man, not in the cold.
Back about 1800 and some, a Louisiana couple had a red-headed son. No name suited him, Jim, Jack, or Joe. They just called him Billy Bio. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. Billy was a boy kind of big for his size, red hair and freckles and big blue eyes. 13 years from the day he was born, Bill fought the battle of the Little Big Horn. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days.
One sad day, Billy cried, ho, ho, I can whip the feathers off a Geronimo. He smarted off, the chief got mad. This nearly ended our Louisiana lad. Billy, Billy, bye, oh, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, bye, oh, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. One day in 1878, a pretty girl walked through Bill's front gate. He didn't know whether to stand there or run. He wound up married cause he didn't either one. Billy, Billy, bye, oh, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, bye, oh, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. Pretty girl will get you one of these days.
I'm glad you played that song up front today. I'd be humming that all day long.
You know what? I got a song left over from last week, that banjo song. Let's play it.
Oh, really? You want to do that?
Let's just play it right now, because we talked for 10 minutes last time.
Well, hey, who's the boss of this show? I am, but I'll give you...
Frank from Amador Plumbing, because he helped a buddy of mine when his hot water... He had one of those tankless hot water heaters, and he went to go take a shower, and it was ice cold.
Ooh, jeez.
He called Frank. Frank came over and got it up and running for him.
I thought you wanted to play music, but since you're talking about him, if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll come over there right away. Hey, did he give you an estimate before he did the work? He did, didn't he?
Yes, free estimate, too.
God, really? Gosh. So that's Amador Plumbing for any of your plumbing needs at 223-2204. Okay, the song we played last week that had the banjo was Misty. And I liked it so much, I thought we should play it again. Is that okay?
Should we? Yeah.
I'm going to learn how to play that on the banjo myself. I wonder if we could learn how. Well, let's play it, and then I'll try to figure it out.
Play what?
Play Misty for
Misty.
Me.
Oh, Misty. Play Misty.
Was that the name of the song?
Scary, yeah.
All right. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as kitten love dreaming. I'm walking on a cloud, I can't understand, love. I missed it holding your hand. I walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Should I wander through this wonderland alone now? Never know my right foot. Too much in love. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want. Too much in love. Too much in love. Too much in love.
comes home, I'm cooking breakfast. I haven't slept awake all night long. I've been laying in bed thinking like a woman, wondering if my man's been doing me wrong. To think he might be out with another woman makes my temper rise with jealousy. But all these years I've never caught him cheating. I guess he needs some time away from me. But when he loves me, he really loves me. There's nothing left for me to say. Oh, when he loves me, he really loves me. He loves me all the way. I'm not ever gonna worry about tomorrow, as long as he makes everything. When he loves me all the way. When he loves me, he really loves me. There's nothing left for me to say. Oh, when he loves me, he really loves me. He loves me all the way. I'm not ever gonna worry about tomorrow, as long as he makes everything all right today. I'd rather wonder a little and have his loving, 'cause when he loves me all the way. 'Cause when he loves me all the way.
Have we ever gone a week without playing Tammy Wynette? I don't think so.
I like Tammy.
I don't know what it is about her music, but
you
it
like
is
Tammy
good.
Wynette?
I like it. Hey, Jerry, the dog's here. Jerry, do you like Tammy Wynette?
He likes Tammy Wynette.
Wow, look at that. He shook his head up and down. How about this? Jerry, do you like Bones to Chew On? Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, who do you like better, Earl or me? Jerry's dumb dog. Jeez. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5.
Good.
Hello again, everybody. It's time for the second half, for the first half of the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show. You know, I'm still a little irritated with Jerry.
The dog?
Yeah, so I'm going to ask Jerry another question.
Jerry, listen up.
Jerry, look at this. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, don't frown at me. Jerry, who do you like better? Earl, me, or Dolores Larrigan?
Jerry.
What's wrong with Jerry? Is Jerry in a bad mood? How can anybody
How can you not like Dolores?
Yeah, that is a pretty good point.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, Jerry, we'll give you this one. But next time, Jerry needs to be a little bit nicer to us. I think he's under somebody's spell. You know who it is? It's Dolores Larrigan's spell.
There you go.
And Buck Owens at the same time.
One or the other.
On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5.
Got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just mine. You've got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I've got to take you back just one more time. I swore the last time that you let me down that I wouldn't see you if you came around. But I can't tell my heart what's right or wrong, and I've been so lonely since you've been gone. You've got
thinking those things again. I've got to take you back just one more time.
I do agree with that song. You know why?
Why?
Because Jerry kind of broke my heart a little bit. Jerry the dog.
Do you want me to cheer you up with some Marty Robbins? I'll find some because I know you like Marty Robbins.
You know, I really like Marty Robbins. But at the same... Oh, look at Jerry. He's such a nice dog. He came over.
Ooh, you know what?
Being friendly with me. What's that?
There's going to be a... I just got a notice here.
What's that?
Ooh. Frost advisory every morning between now and the 26th.
Did that come across the teletype machine?
Yeah.
Is it really a frost advisory?
Yeah.
You know, last Wednesday, it was pretty cold. And it's been cold the last few days.
Frost advisory Wednesday at 12:42, which was last Wednesday, through tomorrow, Sunday at 9 a.m.
Frost advisory, huh? That's no good. You know where I would not want to be on a... Huh? Cold, frosty day when it rained right before.
Where's that?
Hoffman Drive in Jackson.
Really?
Boy, just think if you started sliding down that hill.
Ooh, yeah.
Yikes. Oh, well, okay. You know, enough of this. Do we have any... You mentioned Marty Robbins.
I'll play some Marty Robbins for you.
Okay, play this.
Give me time to...
You got to find it first?
Yeah.
All right, play this other record first.
Okay.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Stranger one fine day, hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of
44, and the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more.
119 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron.
When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his
head. Well, now that was a good Marty Robbins song.
Does that make you smile?
Yeah, it does. Good. Do you think it made Jack Wagon smile?
Could
does
have.
He like that song? I know he likes Marty Robbins.
He does like Marty Robbins.
You know who else I think might like Marty Robbins? I'm not sure. But you know who I think likes Eddie Arnold? Teresa Avila. And at least I think so. We need to get a message back from her. As to something she wants to us to play on the radio. Hey, by the way, I wanted to show you. I got this new little tool. It cleans the dust off of records.
Really?
So we don't have to use your socks anymore.
Well, thank you. I can put it back on.
It's kind of a little velvety thing.
Yeah.
See this? And it's got a nice purple color to it.
Thank you.
Let me show you during the break. How's okay. that? On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5. Ooh, it has been so cold the last few days that I have an idea. We need to place. Oh, should I say hello, everybody? It's still the Old Country Radio Show.
Welcome to the Old Country Gold Country Radio Show, brought to you by the Davis Ranch, where asparagus is there, and by Amador Plumbing.
Yeah. Hey, do you think that if I say something wrong, that the Emma Cranfield might get irritated with us and chastise us?
She listens to the show every week, from what I understand.
Does she really?
Yes.
She is really good on the radio up in Jackson.
She is.
So, do you know her very much?
I know.
Emma Cranfield. Huh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very nice girl. I like that name, Emma.
Adam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's up at the radio station, too, huh?
Yeah.
How did they get such good jobs? They better not be making more than us. But then again, how could you not be?
They're a lot smarter and better looking than we are.
Well, better looking, smarter. Well, I'd like to argue that point, but I can't think of anything smart enough to say.
Play some music.
Play the song. You know, okay, it is cold in here. Do you have any song that might warm us up?
Yeah. I got some, let's see.
You have Lucinda?
Good. Oh, okay.
Let's play it on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Somebody new. what's she doing in my world? We don't need him in our world. So if it's true he's just a friend, explain those kisses you gave him. And what's he doing in my world?
What's he doing?
Did you play the American version or the Ukrainian version of that song?
The American version.
Remember what the Ukrainian version...
has to do with Trusikis.
Yeah. What are you doing in my Trusikis?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I hope the Ukrainians are doing
big,
okay over
that
there.
That was a big favorite. That was a big hit about 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was. That was the Ukrainian version?
Yep.
Oh, good. Now, I'd like to play that song again. Well, also, I'd like to let everybody know... that, you know what? The Davis Ranch, the home of the famous Luau sweet corn, has the asparagus that is ready to go. I just heard that they've been hard at work harvesting and processing the newly sprouted asparagus, but they want to make sure you call first to make sure they're open and check for availability. Hey, if we're going down there, would you get some for me too? If I go, I'll get some for you. But if you want to make sure they're open, you can call 916-682-2658. That's 916-682-2658. That's the home of the famous Luau sweet corn. You can also visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com. And that's where produce is as fresh as it gets. And I was thinking, if you call down there, don't ask for Earl. Don't ask for Slim.
Who should we ask for?
Don't ask for Emma. She's hard working up in Jackson. How about just listen to the phone? And you know what else you could do? By the way, that's a good idea. You could play a little John Anderson.
Do it.
On the radio. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340 at 96.5.
In the heat of the day, down in Mobile, Alabama, working on a railroad with a steel driving hammer. Gotta get some money, buy some brand new shoes. Try to find somebody, take away these blues. She don't love me, hear I'm singing in the sun. Payday's coming when my work is all done. We're loving in the evening when the sun is sinking low. All day I've been waiting for the whistle to blow. Sitting in a teepee building right on the tracks, rolling them bones till a foreman comes back. Big of you the longest for a scatter about. We got an off-schedule train coming 2 miles out. Let it roll. Let it roll. Workers out the way of the train. The engineer blowing a whistle long and long. Can't stop a train, you gotta let it roll on. Let it roll. Let it roll, roll. Let it roll. Let it roll, roll. The engineer blowing a whistle long and long. Can't stop a train, you gotta let it roll on.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Come on, Sherry, it's time to rock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Well, I'm so happy I've got you here.
Don't let go, don't let go.
What keeps me grinning from ear to ear?
Don't let go, don't let go.
Ooh-wee, this feeling is killing me.
Ah, shucks,
I wouldn't stop for a million bucks.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go.
thunder, lightning, wind, and rain.
Don't let go.
I love the storming inside of my brain.
Don't let go.
This feeling is killing me.
Oh, shucks.
I wouldn't stop for a million bucks.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go. Hound dog barking up the side of the hill.
Don't let go.
Love is driving him through the mill.
Don't let go.
This feeling is killing me.
Oh, shucks.
I wouldn't stop for a million bucks.
I love you so.
Don't be tough and don't let go. Kissing another man.
Don't let go. Ooh-wee.
This feeling is killing me.
Oh, shucks.
I wouldn't stop it for a million bucks.
I love you so.
Hold me tight, don't let go.
Ooh-wee. Don't let go. Oh, shucks.
Is he talking about asparagus?
Who?
What is his name? Mel Tillis?
Mel Tillis. Don't let go.
Don't let go. Ah, shucks. For a million bucks.
Yeah.
All right. How about this? Let's take a break. Can we sing We Can Take a Break? Or should we take a break?
Let's do it.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5. Hello, everybody. Okay, see the over there on the wall?
Yeah.
I got a list of all the things we were supposed to do during this show. Should I say supposed to do or supposed to do? Is that all right? Supposed to do it?
I don't know.
All right.
I never quite thought about it that way.
Anyway.
When you put it that way.
Supposedly. Supposedly. All right. Anyway.
It is what it is.
All right. Let's see. So we played that. We played that. You know, we have always played Patsy Cline towards the end of the show, but we don't have anything ready for Patsy Cline. You don't have any of her records over there, do you? Well, hold on. I have an idea. You know who has a record of hers? If we call them up, they might be able to bring it over. Frank and Amador Plumbing. Well, he was working on that guy's house up in Jackson, the radio station guy.
Yeah.
Apparently, is fixing his hot water heater or giving him a new one, supposedly. And, oh, you know what I just remembered? I remembered that guy, one of the boys up in Ion, Peter, he's coming back from Cal Poly today. He's coming back for a week. And he should be arriving in Ion right about now. He was supposed to leave San Luis Obispo this morning near 8 or so.
Really?
So he'd be arriving right about now.
Did he have school on Friday, so he has to come home on
Yeah,
Saturday.
He had an exam, apparently.
He's gone for a week now, be home?
Yeah, a week. Maybe 10 days.
Maybe he could, well, never mind.
You know, I think...
I got someone he ought to call up.
Oh, do you really? Okay, be careful. All right, well, let's... you write that down, and I'll tell you about... I did tell you about Frank and Emerald Plumbing.
Yeah.
If you have any plumbing needs, big or small, call Emerald Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll be out there right away, give you a free estimate, and do the job right. That's Emerald Plumbing at 223-2204. Oh, you did find the Patsy Cline record.
Yep.
Good.
Right here.
And I want to hear, you know, we always play George Jones, too. Hey, they never did a song together, did they?
This is one of my favorite George Jones songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how about this? I'll leave it up to you.
I might sing it just because.
Do you mind?
Friend,
please. Stop.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, let's go.
I didn't mean, when I threw that little pee at you, I didn't mean to hit the bell.
Right in the head.
Oh, jeez. All right, here's the music on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Deep within my heart lies a melody all alone. Well, it was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above. All that moonlit past that only he would know, still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, known only to my heart, call back my rose, rose of sand and tone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own. Broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moon that passed by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio. Song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit passed by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio, and rose my rose of San Antonio, and rose my rose of San Antonio.
Like that song? You liked it, huh? George does it better than you do, a little bit. You had to sing in the choir up at St. Catherine Drexel.
Really?
Yeah. I think you could. No, maybe not.
No.
Hey, you know who I heard singing in it?
Better than me.
You know who I heard singing in the choir or singing the music? You know Pat Keene, the attorney? Yeah. Apparently he sings. He goes over to Moke Hill once in a while.
Really?
Yeah. That's
just
what he
stands
told me.
In the middle of the street and sings?
Is he still doing the music stuff, Pat Keene?
I think so. Yeah. Darcel Trio?
Yeah. And they were pretty good. I wonder if they were as good as Billy Joe Spears.
I'm going to play two Billy Joe Spears. That's how happy I am.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
You ready?
On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5.
I'm on a honky-tonk merry-go-round, making every spot in town. Starting out early, coming home late. With a brand new date, I'm on a honky-tonk merry-go-round, acting like a foolish clown, still racing those blues that you left with me, wondering if I'll ever be free. Round and round and round I go, riding high and feeling low, round and around just like a top. Well, I'm getting dizzy, but I can't stop. I'm on a honky-tonk merry-go-round, acting like a foolish clown, still racing those blues that you left with me, wondering if I'll ever be free. With me, wondering if I'll ever be free. Yes, I'm wondering if I'll ever be free.
Sunshine, oh, sunshine. When darkness falls, her baby stretches up and goes to town. He likes all the tiny, out of the way places all around. When morning dawns, he falls asleep and wastes away our day. Time has won. I'll walk away and I won't care where my baby stays. Sunshine, oh, sunshine. You help take away.
shoot. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I was walking out the door. I thought we had finished the show.
Wrapping up two in a row. Billy Joe Spears.
When we played two in a row, I thought you weren't paying attention to me. No. We got kind of lazy there. You just let it go from one song to the next on the record. Huh?
That was pretty good. I want to go and get some of that asparagus.
Asparagus?
Asparagus.
I suppose.
That's what we used to call it when I was a kid.
Aspergas? What?
Aspergrass.
Aspergrass?
Aspergrass. Asparagus.
In the produce industry, they call it grass.
Really?
Yeah, order some grass. Because that's what happened when I was a produce buyer at Safeway years and years and years
Dude.
Ago. It's been downhill ever since then, I must say. Scraping the bottom of the barrel. I heard that was said about somebody up in the Amador County.
Really?
Yeah, not very nice, I have to say.
It dregs.
But anyway, want to thank everybody for listening and thank Amador Plumbing, where if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. And you know what? That asparagus is ready. So visit the Davis Ranch in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. If you don't mind, I'm going to take a little nap. Okay.
Sure.
Where's the blanket? Jerry took the blanket.
I know.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to use that burlap sack again. So see you all next week on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Yeah.